You've watched me for, let's just say, more years than we care to remember. By the way, it was my father's way of greeting people. You're the governor of the state. You want people to feel comfortable. You want to reach out to them. I kiss and hug legislators. I was at an event in Queens the other day. Hugged the pastors and the assembly members who were there. So that is my way to do that. However, what I also understand is it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter my intent. What it matters is if anybody was offended by it. And I could intend no offense, but if they were offended by it, then it was wrong. And if they were offended by it, I apologize. And if they were hurt by it, I apologize. And if they felt pain from it, I apologize. I apologize. I did not intend it. I didn't mean it that way. But if that's how they felt, that's all that matters, and I apologize.
So in other words, there's no admission of guilt. I was wrong. The fact is that this wasn't really an apology. I'm going to find out what you think. You've seen the video. You've seen the pictures of this of him holding a woman's face. I mean, I'm just telling you, the stuff's out there. But that didn't sound like an apology. That sounded like, if you were offended, I'm sorry. Not what I did was offensive, or that there was anything wrong. He said, I never touched anybody inappropriately. Well, it depends on who you talk to. Anyway, well, I'm going to open up our phone lines right now. And I would love to speak to my female friends. And we've got a lot of female listeners on this program. I want to find out if what the governor did was sufficient. In fact, I'll let you hear another clip from his news conference coming up in just a couple minutes. But I want to find out if you think he has said enough. We'll talk about that and more coming up. Here's the number, 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. You're listening to AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
3:31 right now as we check our traffic cams and... do expect some heavy volumes on the Southern Beltway right now as we speak. 215 westbound at the airport connector, 215 eastbound at Gillespie. There's a crash on the 215 westbound on-ramp at Green Valley. Multiple vehicles are involved there, and they're kind of in the on-ramp lane. So be careful as you merge to the left there. Also, your bumper-to-bumper, Interstate 15 northbound at Charleston, southbound 15 at Oakey, very slow through that corridor, and do expect some reduced speeds as you work your way into the Spaghetti Bowl area as well on US 95 eastbound at Rancho. You're averaging about 55.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauley. UNLV basketball, an opportunity to get to 500 if they can win tonight, but it's going to be a challenge at Thomas and Mack Center. They are hosting San Diego State. UNLV 11-12 overall, 8-8 in the conference, while San Diego State ranked number 19 in the nation. They're 19-4, 13-3 in league play. One of two Mountain West games tonight. The other, New Mexico in Fort Collins for a matchup against Colorado State. Colorado State, just like San Diego State, 13-3 in conference play. Vegas Golden Knights hockey tonight. They play their second straight game against the Minnesota Wild. This sports flash is brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly on AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio Done Right.
This week at Macy's, save big with men's specials, like casual shirts, $19.99 to $39.99, and 20% off loungewear and slippers from Nautica and more. Update your space with 60% off dinnerware sets and Martha Stewart Collection serveware, now 65% off. Or get an extra 20% off fresh spring arrivals with your coupon or Macy's card. Savings off sale and clearance prices, exclusions apply.
That meeting's starting at 4. Can I get those projections?
Indeed knows unexpected growth can stretch your business thin.
Karen, do these numbers look right to you?
Like at Mia's research firm. To hit client deadlines, she needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Are you tired of watching your insurance rates go up year after year and not understanding why? If you haven't looked at your auto and homeowners insurance policies in the last 2 to 3 years, it's time to do it now. And my friends Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance are the folks to help you. With one phone call to Blue Sky, they can shop your policies with the highest rated carriers in Nevada. And they don't just do auto and homeowners insurance. They offer solutions for motorcycles, RVs, ATVs, boats, rental properties, commercial businesses, and more. Blue Sky Insurance is a brokerage, which means Steve and Amy represent you, not the insurance company. Making sure your family is protected is their top priority, and they help you do that at a fair price. I've been a client of Blue Sky for 3+ years. Their customer service, it's incredible. Call or text Blue Sky Insurance, 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. Or check them out online at blueskylv.com.
Big name guests, the news of the day, mixed in with a diversity of opinions. Live and local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour of Live and Local brought to you by Las Vegas Cyclery, featuring kids' bikes, affordable hybrids, mountain bikes, and a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, the electric bikes. Check them out at LasVegasCyclery.com. That's LasVegasCyclery.com. Our phone line's open to you right now. I have just cleared out all of our lines. I want to give everybody an equal shot at this. You heard a portion of the news conference of Andrew Cuomo, governor of New York. Some are saying he should step down. Others are saying that he should be impeached. This is what the governor said. This is cut two. That he never touched anyone inappropriately. It was part of what has been billed an apology. It didn't sound like an apology to me. I want to find out what you think. Here is the governor of New York, Andrew Cuomo.
I want New Yorkers to hear from me directly on this. First, I fully support a woman's right to come forward. And I think it should be encouraged in every way. I now understand that I acted in a way that made people feel uncomfortable. It was unintentional, and I truly and deeply apologize for it. I feel awful about it, and frankly, I am embarrassed by it. And that's not easy to say, but that's the truth. But this is what I want you to know, and I want you to know this from me directly. I never touched anyone inappropriately. I never touched anyone inappropriately. I never knew at the time that I was making anyone feel uncomfortable. I never knew at the time I was making anyone feel uncomfortable. And I certainly never, ever meant to offend anyone or hurt anyone or cause anyone any pain. That is the last thing I would ever want to do.
You know, that's the same excuse that drunk drivers use. I didn't mean to kill anybody. I didn't mean to kill a family of five. But apparently some of the things I did led to that. That's what that sounds like to me. I did not touch anybody inappropriate. Well, the fact is, those women said it was inappropriate. Just because you don't think it's inappropriate doesn't mean it's not inappropriate. I mean, I don't know what the standard should be. You've seen the pictures. You've heard the accounts of the three women. This isn't just an isolated incident. This is something that has happened before. And before that. I want to find out what you think. Is this a fireable offense? The governor of the state of New York? Our phone line's open to you at 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. And I want to find out from you if you think this governor crossed the line. And this is not just about politics. I'm going to be totally straightforward with you. I am a touchy, feely, huggy guy. I will tell you that the pandemic has been very, very tough on me. It's the way I express myself. I do it with men, I do it with women, you know? And not being able to shake hands and not being able to hug has been difficult for me. That's just the nature. Now, does that mean that I should go around doing that if it makes people uncomfortable? No, of course not. And what I was waiting for the governor to say in his news conference, never said it, was I'm going to have to adjust the way I deal with people. I'm simply going to have to do things differently. But I didn't hear that from him. We'll see what you think. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
Blend of breaking news, interesting views, and informative interviews. The Jim Bohannon Show, weeknights from 7 to 10 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Laborers Union Local 872 is committed to ensuring the safety and health of their workforce. Here are five recommendations to keep you and everyone safe on the job site. Perform a self-assessment before arriving on the job site. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Keep your distance. Adhering to the regulations and limit large group interactions. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
Do you suffer from aches and pains? Have you considered trying cannabis, but you don't want to smoke? Evergreen Organics has a solution for you. Delicious edibles. Evergreen Organics produces high-end infused edibles such as cookies, brownies, chocolates, and gummies. Evergreen Organics culinary-trained chefs combine the finest premium cannabis and ingredients that are handcrafted daily for your ultimate experience. To learn more about Evergreen Organics and where you can find their products, check out evergreenorganics.com. Keep out of reach of children for use only by adults 21 years of age and older.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Land Rovers. With 100,000 mile and up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure. Come find your certified pre-owned vehicle today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas at our new location, 6425 Roy Horn Way, on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
In 2020, Nevadans faced unprecedented government overreach and has had a devastating effect on our economy, on the livelihoods of countless Nevadans, and on our basic foundational freedoms. And now, of course, as lawmakers deal with the fiscal realities of shutting down an entire economy, they're getting ready to ask you, the very Nevadans who are suffering the most right now, to cough up even more of your hard-earned dollars to fix their mistakes. The Clark County Education Association wants to make Nevada's average sales tax the highest in the nation, and that's just the beginning. You can be sure government agencies, lobbyists, and unions will be out in force to make sure that their priorities are put ahead of yours. That's why Nevada Policy will be on the ground in Carson City this legislative session, making sure struggling Nevadans, not government insiders, are put first in the 2021 session. Partner with us today, and let's rebuild this great state. Visit NevadaPolicy.org today and join our effort. That's NevadaPolicy.org. This Nevada Policy Update is supported by Jim Marsh Chrysler Jeep, Jim Marsh Kia, and the Jim Marsh Auto Body Shop.
Layoffs, forced early retirement, more of a reality in 2020, and it's hitting close to home. It's time to take control and stay on your retirement trajectory. Shore up your strategies with a written retirement plan, a financial roadmap from Coach Pete and the team. This is a limited time offer for a no-cost, no-obligation consultation. Call 800-661-7383, 800-661-7383, or text COACH to 21000, COACH to 21000. The first 10 callers will receive a copy of Coach Pete's book, 7 Baby Steps to a Ridiculously Reliable Retirement Income.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new address. Live and Local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KNZQ. Talk radio done right.
Don't forget this hour of Live and Local, brought to you by Liberty HealthShare, offering an affordable healthcare option that allows you to enroll any time of the year. In fact, their programs begin at $199 per month. That's $199 per month. Call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or check it out on your smartphone at libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. I want you to hear one more clip of Governor Andrew Cuomo. And this was a clip in which he asked New Yorkers not to rush to judgment. Now, you know how I feel about this. The governor's apology was not much of an apology. It was one of those, if anybody was offended, I'm sorry. But this was not a full-throated apology. I was wrong. I need to change. I didn't hear any of that. This is cut three. This is Governor Andrew Cuomo asking New Yorkers to not rush to judgment. Here it is.
I ask the people of this state to wait for the facts from the Attorney General's report before forming an opinion. Get the facts, please, before forming an opinion. And the Attorney General is doing that review. I will fully cooperate with it. And then you will have the facts. And make a decision when you know the facts. I also want you to know that I have learned from what has been an incredibly difficult situation for me as well as other people. And I've learned an important lesson. I'm sorry. I'm sorry for whatever pain I caused anyone. I never intended it. And I will be the better for this experience.
Again, it doesn't sound like a full-throated apology. It doesn't sound like, oh, I need to change. Now, somebody else that may need to change. Did you see this? The British royal aides have revealed to the Times of London that a bullying complaint against Meghan Markle, the Duke and Duchess of Sussex, one of her closest advisors, was made while she was at Kensington Palace, and the complaint was not pursued. This has nothing to do with sexual harassment, but it's harassment, nonetheless. The report was published ahead of the much-talked-about Oprah Winfrey deal, you know, the big interview that's coming. The complaint claimed that she drove two personal assistants out of the household and was undermining the confidence of a third staff member. And it was made in October 2018. This was when Meghan Markle was there at Kensington Palace. And I find it fascinating that the royal family, you want to talk about sweeping things under the rug? They didn't even pursue it. They didn't even pursue it. And this is a piece of news that you're going to want to hear. There are new eligibility in the Senate. The Democrats there have essentially changed the eligibility for who gets the $1,400 checks that will complete the $2,000. You got $600 under Donald J. Trump and another $1,400 under Biden. I want you to hear Larry Kudlow was on with Sandra Smith. This is cut six, by the way. Talking about this new eligibility for COVID-19 stimulus checks. A lot of you may not get it as a result of this. This was Larry Kudlow, now of Fox Business, former director of the Council of Economic Advisers under Trump. Listen to Larry Kudlow with Sandra Smith earlier this afternoon.
What do we need to know about the changes that are made, the details that are being announced here? Who's going to get these checks, Larry?
Yeah, they're tightening eligibility. Moderate Democrats wanted them to. Republicans have always suggested this. Not everybody should get a check. Keep it as low as possible. These are fairly small adjustments. On the other hand, singles between $80,000 and $100,000 are going to not get their check. And if I get this right from reports today, married will, let's see, they were up to $200,000. That's been taken all the way back to $150,000 or $160,000. So we're going to have tighter eligibility, lower thresholds, and less money.
Is that a good move? I'm trying to gauge your response to it.
Can I tell you what really matters?
Yeah.
Okay.
Please.
To get this economy moving, to get kids back in school, can get people laid off back to work and jobs. Here's the deal. There's totally 28 million cases. That's the total cumulative amount of cases.
Mm-hmm.
Vaccines are now at 79 million. Okay? We are getting very close to herd immunity. And as we get to herd immunity, there is no excuse for not opening every single school and every single business in the United States. That gets America back to massive boom in the economy and prosperity. This other stuff here, the stimulus, this and that, now the Democrats want to have continuing stimulus packages every year with direct check payments and more unemployment assistance, exactly what you shouldn't do because it's a disincentive to work. I'm just saying, if you put money in, vaccines, let's get help in distribution, get them in the arms. We're going to have COVID. COVID is coming to an end if we stay on this path. And I'll make one more point because President Biden still won't do what I'm asking him to do. This is all the miracle coming on the shoulders of my former boss, President Trump. I'm sorry to have to say that, but his Operation Warp Speed was the basis for all this fabulous success.
Larry Kudlow, I love him. I loved him on CNBC. I love him even more on Fox Business. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
You can listen to the radio again on The Weakness. On Saturday, you can enjoy Handle on the Law, Leo Laporte, the Tech Guy, Real Estate Today, and Las Vegas Rocks with Vegas insider Ron Garrett. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
When you need legal expertise, you got a lot of options. Heck, just spend a few minutes watching local TV, you'll see plenty of legal help. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Look, no one ever wants to need an attorney. But when you do, it's important to hire one who knows the law. But more importantly, you need an attorney who shares your conservative values. That's why my small business, Battleborn Radio, trusts Craig Mueller to handle all our legal needs. Craig was born and raised here in Las Vegas, and he's our legal expert on Live and Local Now. Craig's been defending the Constitution for more than 3 decades, protecting your rights. And if you're hurt, in a car accident, or on the job, Craig Mueller will get you the money you deserve. I trust Craig Mueller with my small business. You can too. Call Craig at 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 887-1731. Or visit Craig online at CraigMuellerLawyer.com. That's CraigMuellerLawyer.com.
This is Heidi Harris for Boss Security Screens. I was looking for a way to make my home feel even more secure, and I found these Boss Security Screens. They are amazing. First of all, they look great. They are guaranteed to prevent break-ins and forced intrusions, and they're installed over whichever kind of windows you have already. Nobody has to come in your house to give you an estimate. Nobody has to come in your house to install these amazing screens. The great thing is they keep the bad guys out, but if you need to get out in an emergency or a family member, child, elderly person, they have an ADA compliant latch that allows that easily. So very important. BossSecurityScreens.com. That's B-O-S-S. BossSecurityScreens.com. Give them a call. They'll be happy to come out and give you a free estimate, show you the different colors and all the features. BossSecurityScreens.com. Made in the USA. Guaranteed for life. Call 702-637-0255, 702-637-0255. You're going to love them as much as I love mine. BossSecurityScreens.com.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart. But our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by Friends of Scott Hammond.
There's a reason approved certified pre-owned Jaguars enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Jaguars. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. With the 100,000-mile approved certified warranty, pre-owned Jaguars still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on many more exhilarating drives. Come find yours today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour of Live and Local brought to you by Ichabod's Lounge, featuring old school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas. Ichabod's Lounge. I was there the other night. Had so much fun. Tony, one of the bartenders, and Kimmy, and they're just great people. Open 24/7, vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos. When we come back, we are going to be joined by Michael Schaus. He is the communications director for Nevada Policy Research Institute. We're going to talk about some of the bad bills rattling around in Carson City. There is some really, really bad legislation that is being debated. Well, some of it's being debated. Some of it's not being debated at all. That's how they do it in Carson City. They kill bills by simply saying we're just not going to hear that bill. It may be finding a cure for cancer, but they won't want to hear it. And if you don't get a hearing, you can't pass a bill. That's kind of the bottom line. We're going to get into some of the really bad legislation that is out there. There's one bill. It does not have legislative language yet, but it's from Jason Frierson, the Speaker of the Assembly. And what it would do is essentially memorialize, make permanent law of AB4. AB4, which gave us ballot harvesting and mail-in ballots, was supposed to be an emergency measure. You know, the pandemic and all. And the fact is, now what they want to do is make it permanent. We've got to fight this bill. It is a full employment for Democrats kind of bill. And we got to fight it. Michael Shouse will tell us more about that. He's the communications director for Nevada Policy Research Institute. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us. It's Wednesday. It's hump day.